This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you, Kevin, who is in for Peyton, who had Ross in for him. Excellent job by Ross filling in for Pepe. And now we got Kevin, who isn't he the one who's always sleeping up front?
Yeah.
Is that Khaki Kev?
Mm-hmm, that's Khaki Kev, the one who is resting on the couch, trying to make sure that he doesn't oversleep.
Kevin, get on the mic here for a second.
Yeah.
How many times a month do you think you sleep on that couch in there? Is it twice?
It would really vary, but yeah, I would probably say 2 to 3 times if I just got back to back shifts. It's because I live in Fort Worth, so sometimes for gas it just makes sense.
Mm. Okay, all right. We're gonna have to get him a special fan cot there.
Yeah, we're gonna need a cot. What's the that thing can't be comfortable. And it's probably it's not the cleanest thing.
It's not,
and that pillow,
that's not terrible.
That's a communal pillow right there.
Tolo shout outs. My boy Dwayne stopping by. Samuel from Terrell, getting ready to head on over to work. The best griller out here, it is not me. It is Mark, who had to get a Sean and RJ tumbler. Another G-Bag flag, this time from Michael. I'm signing this thing with great regret. And then we had Sean, an all-time Tolo, who is always showing up, and Cheyenne as well. So thank you all for turning it on, leaving it on. We are at Firehouse Number 1 in Richardson, brought to you by Whataburger, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. Come and grab the tumblers while you can. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, empty the notebook.
Yeah, so Micah Parsons was at his youth football camp in Pennsylvania. He puts one on every year. And very grateful to Nick Farabaugh, who sent over this audio. And shout out to Nick Harris as well from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for getting this over to us. He had spoke to media gathered there about a bunch of different things related to his camp, things like that. And then they did manage. I was a little concerned because they spent the first 5 minutes asking him, like, what do you think about – like, you know, TJ Watt, how good is he? And stuff like that. Well, they actually got into contract talk. So this is the first clip here. Micah Parsons speaking with media near Harrisburg on why he continues to show up for offseason activities without a contract.
I know God got my back. You know, he took me this far. He's not ready to be done with me. And I see the strength of him and the will he keeps putting inside of me. So, you know, to me, I'm not really fazed by anything. I'm going to just keep doing things the right way. And let everything play the cards how they're going to be dealt. Like, you know, things is going to play out how they're meant to play out. I don't think there's anything you can to do to change or change someone's mind. You know, things are going to play out the way they're going to play out. So, to me, I just try to do everything's right.
This is a little interesting, a little funny the way he just talks about that. He says, look, you know, things are going to play out the way they play out. You can't really do anything to change their mind or anything like that. It's funny because later on, and we'll get to this clip here in a second, Micah starts saying the exact opposite. Like, well, it's on you to change their mind if they don't think you're worth it. But there is a question right now. Obviously, he's on the fifth-year option. When will they get a deal done? Micah Parsons, do you feel like you are undervalued?
I look at it like people don't see your value. You don't cry and, like, lay up. Like, you just work harder. Like, you got to show people your value. I just think that's, like, the difference. Like, okay, and, like, I just work.
Which is a little funny. There's fluff there, obviously. Whenever a guy's talking and getting asked about contracts, he's trying to just basically fill space and not get in trouble. That's what Micah Parsons is clearly trying to do. That's how you get two back-to-back quotes that are so diametrically opposed. It's like, you can't change anybody's mind. It's like, well, it's on you to change their mind. But I think it's clear that the biggest thing that you can take away just from this and what we're going to hear from some other stuff here in a second is that Micah Parsons is taking a Dak-like approach to the contract extension compared to CD, which is CD looked at it as not only is the injury risk too great, he thought he needed the absence to boost his leverage. He felt like he wasn't going to get the deal that he needed unless he put pressure on them to say, hey, if I'm not there, maybe I'm not ready. Look what you guys are missing. Micah's on the flip side. Micah seems to be taking the approach that Dak did, which is, I'm going to get paid regardless. Are you going to not pay me? You're not going to do that. I know that's not one of your options. So I'm going to show up. I'm going to be ready and know that the money's going to come and know that it probably costs you more in the end.
Well, listen, where'd you say it was?
Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He could have told them anything and they would have gone along with it because, as I said yesterday, people in Central PA are barely people.
Kevin Hagelin wanted to talk to RJ about that after the show ended. He's like, "So back to Hershey."
He always goes back to Hershey.
And Micah was showing off the physique photos yesterday.
Oh yeah,
he shredded up, no doubt about it. Look, I'm tired of this. I know everyone's tired of it. The only reason I'm going to comment on it anymore is because what Broadus texted the other day over the compounding defensive line problem of Ezeraku not being there as well. Yeah. At some point in time now, we got to take it to Jerry and Steven Jones, and Atolo suggested this question yesterday. How much are you hurting your football team? Because to me, at least with – I understand the Ezeraku hold up more than the Micah one. You're not going to win the Micah one.
No.
You're just not. So
Ezeraku is that is clearly – player, owner, I don't want to say collusionary, but it's like, hey, look, we're drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah, this is a league precedent.
Yeah.
We're second-round picks, right? One Texans pick.
And the first two picks.
First two picks. Got fully guaranteed deals. No one else in the second round has signed. So, you know, I can't really blame the Cowboys for that. This is something that sets the tone of the league moving forward. But how much you compromise in the beginning of your season and your season with these two guys not at camp?
I do think it was much more detrimental for CD not to be there last year. Because, I mean, there is a cohesion that comes.
Well, Zach said it hurt him, too.
Zeke got hurt by it. When Zeke sat out all year up until the start of 2019, he did not play. Yeah.
Well, because he was in Cabo on a golf course.
That's true.
Right? On a driving range. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, I mean, I think to me, if you're an edge rusher and you're still training and you're doing – now, you can't mimic everything. You know, it probably his get back, time frame is probably much less.
What's going to happen with these second round picks?
So next week, when the Cowboys get to training camp, I would assume that other teams are going to take a similar approach. Given that everybody knows this negotiation has kind of been put in a weird spot, thank you, Houston Texans, for getting this started with Jaden Higgins. But if you look at the way the league allows guys to operate even without a contract, if they all sign waivers, they can basically have waivers that they can sign and they can still operate and they can still practice. I would imagine a good majority of them are going to sign waivers and be out there for practice and continue negotiating. But
when do they start losing real money? Because if I'm the owners, I'm the league, I'm just going to wait and be like, you're a second round pick. You probably don't have much of nothing. You're desperate. You're way more desperate for this money then first-round picks, you will show up.
Not until regular season, probably. That's when they would start losing money. Because these are not guys who, you know, are veterans who are getting fined for not being there or they've got a contract. This is a contract that's never been signed. He's never signed a professional contract in his career. All right, Micah Parsons speaking at his youth football camp in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And there were a couple of these cuts here that I think address something that Cowboys fans have been concerned about or worried about, the idea of these other edge rushers falling and these other deals coming into place and how that might end up costing the Cowboys a little bit more money.
TJ, Hendrickson.
Right. TJ's been holding out. Trey Hendrickson, same sort of way. Mike is waiting on a new deal. And he was asked about that, why he thinks edge rushers are fighting for new contracts right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Over a period, every grouping did it. Wide receivers was last year. You know, you kind of see the corners this year and last year. I mean, everyone goes through it. I just think, you know, when it is a lot of money, man. Like, you know, so it's just one of those things. Like, we kind of know what it is. Like, it's business at the end of the day.
Good that he has that kind of perspective. The bigger question, though, is going to be, does that money, do those contracts end up pushing your price up at all, Micah, on if he's waiting for the other edge rushers to sign?
His day numbers got nothing to do with mine, and my numbers ain't nothing got to do with them. Like, I'm younger. Hutchinson's coming off an injury. Like, everyone's circumstances is completely different. Hutch is coming off his third year. Usually guys wait 4 years. So it just all depends why. I mean, he's up there with Miles. So, you know, it's different. Everyone's circumstance is different.
It's an interesting way to talk about it.
Do they usually wait 4 years, though? I mean, didn't the Jets just give two guys after their third year?
So, third year, I think what he means is, like, in his situation with the Cowboys don't generally sign somebody after the third year. So, with the Cowboys, they're going to get you through 4 years up to your option, and then they'll look at
it. So, why does it feel like the Cowboys negotiation has taken this dead period off as well? And, like, I mean, they're probably
His philosophy has been, he's been consistent with this. I don't have to yet. Like they're, I'm not missing that. We're not missing anything. They're not missing a game.
Like Overshown yesterday tweeted a picture of the practice fields in Oxnard. Like they're about to get on the plane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We're getting close. I mean, next week.
What is going to change? What do the Cowboys think could change for them next week versus last week?
Sense of urgency.
Sense
from
of
who?
Both. I mean, the Cowboys don't. He's been consistent. Deadlines make deals. I don't have to pay you yet. I don't. We haven't missed anything. According to the way he views it, they haven't lost anything.
Here's where they miscalculate. I almost think that they're operating in an NFL 15 years ago in which the player was frightened to lose a game check, in which a player was terrified not to start game one of the regular season. It's more detrimental, in my opinion. It's Micah's money. It's way more detrimental for the Cowboys not to have him week one than Micah Parsons missing week one. Because whatever Micah Parsons misses, we know the money gets made up. So that's the ultimate leverage at the end of the day here. You're in a win-now position. Everyone comes for your head. Everyone's sick and tired of the drought, except for Steven, who, you know, air-quoted the drought. You have to win more than Micah has to win. That's the way I'd be talking about and thinking about it if I was Micah's agent. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to have me on the field for game one. I'm going to be rich no matter what.
Right. I think what the Cowboys would say specific to this situation is Micah has not demonstrated he's going to miss any time if we don't get it done right away. Like, CD was showing you he
so
wasn't
Micah's
showing up.
Itch is what they're thinking about.
I think they're just saying, let's see what he does. If he doesn't show up, all right, that gives us a sense of urgency. But right now, he has... Like, he's the only one who's shown an itch he needs to scratch where he's standing off to the side and he goes, give me a helmet, let me get in there.
Yep.
And so I think for them, they feel like, all right, we don't have to pay it right now. And the Cowboys' philosophy in general is always, the longer we wait to pay something, if prices are always going up, the longer we stay on the cheaper deal and the more money we save. That is the financially prudent thing to do, even if prices are always going up, because we stayed on the cheaper deal longer. And that's what's more important than getting the cheaper deal earlier.
Inside the Star with the return of Bobby Roberto Belt, live with the 6 a.m. Club, the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ from Firehouse Number 1 in Richardson, brought to you by Firehouse Movers, Frazier Roofs and Gutters, and Whataburger, already feeding all of the Tolos, and we have a lot of Tolos along with that coffee to go along with it. We got a brand new concert ticket giveaway during the 7 o'clock Expressway, but this is my most exciting segment of the day coming up.
Already.
People think that it's cancelable. Are the ESPYs back? The audio you have to hear from the host of last night's festivities, next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.